WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Hillary returns. Scott in D.C. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton expected back on the campaign trail today after releasing medical information in a letter from her doctor. Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When I look at these types of letters, I'm looking for, you know, things that are big. You know, is there any kind of evidence of cognitive dysfunction? Is there anything with regard to the heart, the lungs, the brain? Is there any kind of disease or some underlying illness that you worry about? And those are the points that Dr. Bardak is talking about.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is in Washington, D.C. to press for long overdue money to fight the Zika virus.
We're following CDC guidelines on how we put out information. We want to make sure people can make good decisions. I want everybody in our state that lives in our state feel comfortable with what's going on so they can make good decisions about their life. I want everybody that visits our state, and we'll have 110 million tourists, hope maybe 115 million tourists this year, but we want to make sure everybody's informed.
Governor Scott says his goal is to keep residents updated on the Zika virus. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump released some of his personal health information during the taping of the Dr. Oz show set to air later today. Steve Kastenbaum tells what happened.
The word from his campaign was that Donald Trump would not be revealing the results of his physical. By the time his motorcade had pulled out of the studio, it became apparent that the opposite took place during the taping. Audience members said he handed over a one-page summary of the results of his exam conducted by his longtime personal doctor last week. Dr. Oz talked with Trump about everything from his nervous system and cardiovascular health to cancer and his family's medical history. An audience member said Trump talked about wanting to lose 15 pounds. A one-page summary of a physical exam, though, is not a look back at Trump's medical history, and that's what some people have been calling for. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
California has become the first state in the U.S. to ban the breeding of orcas, also known as killer whales, and it bans the use of the animals in theatrical shows. The law goes into effect in 2017. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Today starts the next round of Metro SafeTrack program, and it's the longest one yet.
This time, Metro SafeTrack program is impacting Orange Line riders between Vienna and West Falls Church for the next 42 days. It's the longest phase of the SafeTrack program yet, and Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld explains why.
Because basically, it's obviously the length of it, and we're going to do both tracks. So we'll do track one and switch to track two. So in effect, we'll be doing both sides of the entire line.
Shuttle trains will run every 24 minutes, and there will also be shuttle buses during rush hour. Both are expected to be packed, so you may want to find another way to get around. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Gang activity is becoming a bigger problem in D.C. suburbs, and so far it has local lawmakers stumped.
Almost a third of Montgomery County's homicides last year were gang-related, according to the police. Just last week, an El Salvadorian man with ties to a gang was arrested for a brutal stabbing in Gaithersburg. He'd been deported twice, but came back.
I don't know if we know how we are going to deal with this.
Montgomery County Council member Roger Berliner.
People basically say to somebody, if you don't join my gang, your family is going to be in deep trouble.
In Alexandria, Mayor Allison Silberberg says they've made some progress.
People who sit around the table include not only the police, but school counselors, youth organization leaders.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Three people were shot last night as they walked along a street in Manassas, and police there think it may have been gang-related. The victims, a man, a woman, and a boy, did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Police say the suspects, who fired from two passing cars, were several Hispanic men. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,035, the Nasdaq at 5174. Sports, the Nationals cut their magic number to 7 with another win over the Mets. The O's gain more ground, beating the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics are in Atlanta tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Rooter. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And take you around the Beltway, Maryland, where overnight road work still in place. So if you're heading from, say, River Road and you're extending into Bethesda, the road work beyond 270 split, and before you get to Old Georgetown Road with one lane getting by, they were doing some milling and paving, so they haven't quite wrapped it up. They did wrap up the construction, though, on 95 Maryland southbound prior to getting to the Beltway, 270 good each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Now, Virginia, no problems on the Beltway, 66 heading into town across the 14th Street. Street Bridge and the freeway good. From Metro Rail, I'm hearing is they're getting ready to open the doors right now. They're having a problem on the Orange Line train service right now between Vienna and East Falls Church. Service has not started and they're setting up with a bus service request. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, no more record heat yesterday, all the way up to 95 degrees, record at Reagan National. Today, a few clouds and sunshine, 81 with that northeast breeze, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, 66. Cloud sunshine tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Herndon, 68 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. For the first time in 100 years, New Hampshire's newspaper of record is not endorsing the Republican candidate for president. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning, everybody. It is now 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian and Larry in the house today. Well, actually, Brian's not in the house today. Brian's out at Fort Belvoir.
Are you third-personing yourself right now?
I am. Brian, I am. And speaking in the third person, Brian is not in studio. He's at Fort Belvoir because this is the day, in a little while, they're going to kick off the WMAL Charity Golf Tournament here at the golf course at Fort Belvoir. More about that in just a moment. Let's see. What else we got lined up today? Here, coming up at 7:05, David Martosko, political editor of the Daily Mail. 7:35, John Taylor Chapman, who's going to talk about all of these efforts to do away with references to the Confederacy and may change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway. Angie Holbrook, the garrison commander here at Fort Belvoir, will join us at 8:05. And at 8:35, it's Jake Tackler. As I said, it's Brian Wilson, not alongside, but still with Larry O'Connor. Good morning.
Yes, always. We don't have to be alongside without actually being alongside. But listen, tell all those great patriots and soldiers down there that I gave them a big hoorah, as they say, and all those golfers when they show up. You know, it's really great that they're coming down there to help Operation Renewed Hope Foundation and get about 18 holes in for that tournament.
That's right. I mean, fantastic. It's a good you're going to get to do some good for some homeless veterans and help them, you know, get a better way of life. And you get to play 18 holes of golf. What is a better deal than that?
On one of the most beautiful places to play golf in the Washington area.
And a nice day, too, weather-wise.
Well, we'll be talking about it. I can't wait to hear all of Brian's firsthand reports from down there at Fort Belvoir. In the meantime, let's talk about something that's happening not too far away from where you are right now, Brian Wilson, in the city of Alexandria, where it's been discovered that there are more people on the voting rolls right now, more people registered to vote, than there are people who live in the city who are old enough to vote. Well, that seems like a pretty obvious amount of fraud that needs to be looked into. I have a simple proposal. If you register to vote, you should prove you're a citizen. It's that simple. If you get a job right now, you have to prove you're a citizen. With an I-9 form, you have to show a passport or a birth certificate. Shouldn't you have to do the same thing when you register to vote so we can be sure that non-citizens are not voting? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Yesterday on the Drive at 5, we had J. Christian Adams. He is a former Justice Department official who's been focusing on this voter fraud issue in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I asked him, what's going on in Alexandria?
Well, this is a problem across the Commonwealth of Virginia and across the country, frankly. There's over 200 counties in the country, and a lot of them in swing states, that have more people on the rolls than people alive.
All right. So obviously, there are a lot of people who have public interest groups that want to go after voter integrity. You work for a couple of them or are involved with a couple of them. Obviously, they've been petitioning and saying, hey, let's clear this up. What's with the city of Alexandria?
Yeah, the city of Alexandria, we requested months ago the list of people who were registered to vote who were, in fact, not citizens. Alien voting and registration, Larry, is a serious problem across the country, and it took litigation and weeks of haggling to finally get the list. And lo and behold, there have been dozens upon dozens upon dozens, and probably significantly more, aliens, foreigners, registering to vote in Alexandria and voting. And they've only caught a tiny fraction by accident of the people who later confessed to be non-citizens. There's people on the rolls now who are not citizens. It's not just Alexandria. We've asked counties across the Commonwealth of Virginia to turn over records under some federal laws. They have to.
Right.
To show us who these aliens are. And the information's coming in is just astounding, the numbers of aliens who have been registered to vote in Virginia, who are voting in Virginia, and this Justice Department and law enforcement officials do absolutely nothing about it.
Let's talk about the rest of the Commonwealth, because you have to go to, is this a city-based thing, a county-based thing, or is it the State Board of Elections that you would go to and say, hey, let's just have this information. By the way, why aren't they doing this themselves? Shouldn't they cross-check whether people are citizens or not?
Well, they don't. They don't do the diligence. And what's worse is when citizen groups like mine ask for the public records as to who are the people that they've caught, which are only a fraction, you have the State Board of Elections, Eduardo Cortez, who is sending out emails to county election officials saying, don't comply with their request. I have the emails. And so there's no transparency about the problem, which really illustrates the larger problem nationally is the problem of voter fraud. You have lots of powerful people, election officials, and interest groups denying that it exists.
I know. We hear it all the time. There is no voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. It's because the people who were in charge of finding and prosecuting the voting fraud are turning the other cheek. They're not looking.
Well, that's right. And you have counties like Arlington, Fauquier, Falls Church, Loudoun, Manassas, who have been asked to turn over their list of alien registrants that have been on the voter rolls there, who actually had to commit a felony, by the way, Larry, to get on the rolls. You have to
lie
and say you're a citizen to get on the voter rolls in the first place. We know hundreds of them are on the rolls, if not more, and we know hundreds of them are voting in Virginia elections.
All right, let talk me through this process for a moment. By the way, all those counties you just named are the counties that all of the smart people in D.C. say are going to be the difference maker in Virginia and could very well then be the difference maker in the presidential election. So let's bear that in mind. Let's say I've got an old family friend who lives in Ukraine. And he's coming in and he's going to spend 6 months here just on a tourist visa. And then while he's visiting here in Virginia, he goes down and registers to vote. He's obviously a non-citizen. He's just visiting here. He registers to vote and then he votes on election day. From the moment he registers to vote to the moment he actually casts his ballot, what checks are in place to ensure that this is someone who should have the legal right to cast a ballot?
Yeah, almost none. Let me tell you what the checks are. When he goes to DMV or when he goes to register vote, he fills out a federal form that's part of Motor Voter. Remember that from 1993?
Yes, I remember the Clintons and the Democrats were very insistent. 1 year after Bill Clinton got elected as president, they were very insistent to push that through with their Democratic majority in the House and Senate.
Well, the federal form doesn't work because I've got a stack of federal forms on my desk where the person said, are you a citizen? He said, yes. They still got registered to vote in places like Prince William County without any checks. I've got forms on my desk that we've gotten. By the way, Prince William complied with our request. And the person actually says they aren't a citizen, and they still get registered to vote. No. That's how ineffective the federal form is.
So that's it. You just have to check a box, and then there's nobody in some office with a green eye shade over his head, some bureaucrat that is making $80,000 a year that takes that form, punches up the name on a computer to see if, in fact, that person, yes, is a U.S. citizen.
That's exactly right, and that's why states like Kansas, Alabama, and Georgia have passed citizenship verification laws. And that's why groups like the League of Women Voters and the ACLU have taken people to court to stop it. I was in district court in D.C. this week fighting with the League of Women Voters because they're trying to shut down citizenship verification across the country. There are interest groups that are well-funded that are ruining the integrity of our elections by allowing aliens to get on the voter roll.
What's next for you, Christian Adams, and your groups? Because I know that you finally did get some data from the city of Alexandria, but as you mentioned, this is a widespread problem. Between now and Election Day, what are you guys up to?
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of the problem in Virginia. We're going to find out how many aliens have been removed from the rolls and get an idea of how many of them have voted. And Larry, the preliminary data that we're seeing says this is not a small problem. This is a serious problem. The Democrats in charge in Virginia are not doing anything about it, and the Democrats in charge of the Justice Department almost seem to be taking the side of the wrongdoers, which, you know, we've come to expect now after 7 years.
He's J. Christian Adams. He's the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and this is a very serious problem that he is trying to get to the bottom of. If you want to help, let me say the name of the group again, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, because there's a whole lot of work to be done before Election Day on this one.
Yeah, there is, and let's keep that work going right now. That was yesterday's Drive at 5. Well, let's keep the conversation going. You heard what's going on here. There are more people registered to vote right now than there are actual people legally of voting age that should vote, citizens. So these are non-citizens, whether they're here legally or illegally. Many of them are here legally, but they're non-citizens. They have registered to vote, and there's nothing stopping them from voting. Don't you agree that there needs to be some kind of proof of citizenship when you register to vote, just like when you go to get a job? It's that simple. Why can't we do that? 888-630-WMAL. It's 515. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the roads and the rails, I need some dramatic music. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, Safe Track, surge number 9, begins today. So under Safe Track, surge number 9, this goes through October 26th. This is a big one. Orange Line trains will single track between Vienna and West Falls Church, and the trains are going to run every 24 minutes. Normally, it's every 6 minutes, so this is going to be quite a deal, so get ready. And commuters were getting ready. There's a problem at the start of this morning. Orange Line, they have suspended the service right now in that area between Vienna and East Falls Church, and commuters that were waiting on the platform for that first train at 5 o'clock, they were put on shuttle buses. So shuttle bus services are set up. I'll keep you posted. Posted on the roads, it's good. 95, 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town. They were trying to wrap up the road work. Maryland Beltway heading in through to Bethesda Inner Loop. As you approach Old Georgetown Road, they had two lanes getting by. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you.
I'm a little late. Sun and clouds mixed today. Cooler temperatures, high of 81. So not quite as hot as yesterday, but still a beautiful day. Tonight, some clouds, low of 66. And then tomorrow, some clouds and sunshine. Similar to today, pretty much carbon copy of today. Looking at tomorrow. Right now, it's 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The Obama administration announced yesterday that they're going to increase the number of refugees coming into the country by next year to the tune of 110,000. And guess what? Every single one of those 110,000 Syrian refugees, or not just from Syria, refugees, I should be specific, could then register to vote at the DMV and go and vote. And there is nothing right now that will prevent them from doing so. Isn't that a problem that needs to be fixed? 888-630-WMAL. Brian, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And let me just tell you a couple of personal stories. And I don't understand this reluctance to keep hands off on the voting process. I mean, I said, well, it's one of our most treasured rights. Well, the Constitution says I have the right to own and bear a weapon. Yet when I go to, in the state of Maryland, to purchase a weapon, you would not believe the number of hurdles one has to jump through and the number of background checks one has to do and the waiting period that has to take place. Now, this is the law has decided a reasonable thing that needs to happen in society so before you can use and enjoy your Second Amendment rights. Well, if we have said in that arena something that is so near and dear to us as the Second Amendment and requires that we go through all this verification, why is it such an onerous burden to say we need to know who is going to cast their ballot, who they are, and at the very least, we need to know they're an American citizen? citizen. I went out and bought a, I've said this story before, a fishing license. A fishing license. I had to give an incredible amount of, including the name of my cell phone carrier was required when I just wanted to get a simple fishing license. If we're going to put, in every level of government, when we interact with government, we're required to prove who we are when we do a business with the government. Why is it that, and when we go to the polls, that we think that that's not required?
Yeah, it's
I've never understood that.
It's ridiculous and it's sloppy, and the only reason that people wouldn't want to make our voting process more give it more integrity is because they are benefiting from the lack of integrity. It's the only explanation I can come up with. Listen, people in America don't have the right to vote. Citizens in America have the right to vote, and shouldn't we be sure that it's only citizens voting? Valerie in Stafford, you're first up on WMAL. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. You know, it's funny, I was just talking to my friend last night about this, and she actually went in to vote, and they didn't even ask her for her ID. And so they said, oh, you don't need to do that. Just show me a her bill or something with her address on it. And, you know, you have to have an ID to buy liquor. You have to have an ID to buy cigarettes. But yet, you don't have to even prove that who you are when for president.
Well, and this goes beyond that. I mean, listen, that is an important issue, proving who you are, who you say you are when you go to cast your ballot. But this is, you know, a step before that, Valerie. This is proving that you're a citizen of the United States. Listen, these days you can have a photo ID and you can, you know, Vladimir Putin could come into this country, register to vote, and then when he goes to the polling place, he could show his ID and say, yep, that's me, I'm Vladimir Putin, and he votes. But he's not a citizen. So this goes beyond voter ID, Valerie.
Yeah, something has to be done immediately.
Yes,
I
agree. This needs to be a priority. Valerie, thank you. You know, listen, you just heard J. Christian Adams from our interview yesterday. He rattled off the counties where this is running rampant right now. Alexandria City, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Fauquier. Do these counties mean anything to you? Do they ring a bell? Do they resonate?
They're the most some of the most important counties in a battleground state. Many people believe you look at Loudoun County, the whole election might actually hinge on who casts their ballots in Loudoun County. I mean, it really could come down to that. It could come down to that in a few voting precincts on the I-4 corridor in Florida. That's how tight the elections have been in the past, and it matters.
More of your calls in a moment. It's 5:20.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370. It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're in pretty good shape here in from the west on 66. I'm looking from Gainesville through Falls Church and into town. No problems on Route 7 out of Leesburg. 95, yeah, we have some of the volume. Through Ukiah, again in Dale City, but we normally see that at this time of the morning. Same story out of Frederick on 270 toward Urbana and Hyattstown. Now, here we go. Beltway heading into Bethesda. Not wrapped up yet with that overnight road work. They were scheduled to be finished at 5. So keep alert because I am starting to see delays growing. Inner loop. This is after you pass 270 heading over toward Old Georgetown Road. It looks like still they're working along the milling and paving project there. Slowly you're getting by. Outer loop, if you're coming, say, from Bethesda and heading over toward 270 and into Virginia, your travel lanes are open. 95, no troubles. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high yesterday of 95, now replaced by some cooler weather, a gusty breeze around, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and 81 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 74 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Talking about this unbelievable story where it turns out there are more people registered to vote than are actually of voting age in the city of Alexandria. And according to Christian Adams, an expert in these matters in counties stretching across the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he says, based on his research, that these are because of non-citizens that are voting. Why can't we have some sort of precaution in place to ensure that people who register to vote are, in fact, citizens of this country?
Yeah, I mean, it seems reasonable, and it very reasonable. And when you hear Donald Trump say the election is rigged, I mean, you really do sort of feel that way when you look into statistics like this.
Ben in Winchester, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. I mean, a lot of rules are still in the books because of abuses in the past. And, you know, poll taxes were used to actively disenfranchise for a minority. That's documented, and if you want to say it was done by the Democrats, well, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, until you can go to your post office, which is in every community, and get your ID for free, this is going to continue to be a problem. And any ID requirement where it's not free and easily available is going to be considered a poll tax because there's so much precedent ruled on it already.
I know, Ben, and they raise this every time whenever the issue is brought up. They always say, oh, this is just like the poll tax. This is just like the civil rights protest. Let me tell you something. I believe this with all my heart. If you went back in time and asked Martin Luther King at the time during those marches, during the civil rights demonstrations and protests, if you said, do you believe that there should be insurance that only citizens of the United States are voting? I believe with all my heart, Martin Luther King would say, well, of course only citizens should vote. And we should do what we can to make sure that it's only citizens voting. It's an insult to the heroes of the civil rights movement to say that, that this kind of precaution is a poll tax. It's 528 on WMAL. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, eh, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hillary Clinton resumes campaigning today with appearances in North Carolina. This after 3 days at home recuperating from pneumonia.
And late yesterday, the Clinton campaign released a letter from her doctor offering more information, a little bit more insight into the medical condition. Now, we learned that she, in addition to being treated last Friday for pneumonia, she actually saw the doctor one Friday prior to that for that persistent cough that we heard out there on the campaign trail. She has been treated for that and is now on medication for 10 days for that pneumonia.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. After days of largely holding his tongue about Hillary Clinton's health, Donald Trump last night started hitting her with it again.
I don't know, folks. You think Hillary would be able to stand up here for an hour and do this? I don't think so.
As to Trump's own health, he handed TV's Dr. Oz a letter from his doctor during taping of a show that will air later today. The longest surge yet in Metro's SafeTrack program is beginning this morning. For the next 6 weeks, Orange Line trains will continuously single track between Vienna and West Falls Church. Metro will have 75% fewer trains during rush hour on that segment of track. A Republican lobbyist is now offering a $100,000 reward to solve the murder of a Democratic National Committee staffer in Washington in July. 27-year-old Seth Rich was shot to death July 10th. Republican lobbyist Jack Berkman says he hopes the reward he's offering will, quote, finally get to the truth of what happened here. FAA officials met yesterday with some Georgetown residents to talk about airplane noise. Residents say it's been getting worse over the last few years as flight patterns have changed. A few years back, the Washington Redskins were considered the most valuable franchise in the NFL. On the latest list from Forbes, the Skins are number 5. Mark Gannis is with Sports Corp, Core Limited in Chicago.
They're still at a higher valuation than they were last year. It's just that the rate of increase of some of the other teams has surpassed the Redskins' rate of increase.
And Gannis says a new stadium could put the Redskins right back on top. It's been more than 7 years since the Miracle on the Hudson water landing, but an Associated Press review finds that most of the safety recommendations resulting from the NTSB investigation have not been carried out. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,035, the NASDAQ at 5,174. Sports' Tanner Roark combines with two relievers on a three-hitters. The Nationals shut out the Mets. The O's beat the Red Sox again. WNBA, the Mystics continue their playoff push in Atlanta tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, it's the overnight construction that's still in place. They were scheduled to wrap at 5, but sometimes when they do this milling and paving, it gets extended. They haven't quite wrapped up what they were trying to do here with the paving project. Inner loop of the Beltway, before you get to Old Georgetown Road, seeing delays forming. So if you're coming, say, north of River Road and heading around the curve past 270, that's where they're working, and that's where I'm seeing some of that delay. Outer loop, though, your lanes are open. In Manassas, crash just reported on 234 Dumfries Road at the Prince William Parkway. Crews are responding there. For 95 northbound, bogging down Dale City toward the Occoquan. 395, good time to get going here. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Back to reality now. Temperatures down closer to normal after a record of 95 yesterday. Some clouds, a gusty breeze this morning. Clouds, sun, breezy this afternoon. 81. Tonight we fall back to 66. On Friday, clouds and sunshine up near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Burke, 66 in Frederick, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, David Bartarsko, political editor of the Daily Mail. At 7:35, John Taylor Chapman. We're going to be talking about this movement to change the names of things associated with the Confederacy. And then at 8:05, we're going to talk to Angie Holbrook, the garrison commander at Fort Belvoir. More on that in just a moment. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper at CNN. Larry O'Connor's back in the studio. I am at Fort Belvoir this morning for the WMAL Charity Golf Tournament, benefiting Operation Renewed Hope, a charity that helps the homeless veterans in our country. And we're going to be talking, as we said a little bit later, to the garrison commander here at Fort Belvoir. So far, it's a little early for tea times, Larry, but the golfers will be arriving shortly.
Yeah, and please give all those amazing patriots in uniform a good hoo-ah from me, and high-five some of those golfers, too. It's a great event.
Hoo-ah!
Thanks for holding down the fort down there.
I'm doing my best.
The fort.
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Fort Belvoir.
Speaking of the Army, speaking of hoo-ah, speaking of American warriors, can we talk about Colin Powell for a minute? Now, we brought this story to your attention yesterday. Colin Powell's emails were hacked. And listen, before you go nuts and say, oh my gosh, you know, these were private emails. There's no government information in these emails. They're not, no national security. It's just his private emails. It's like, as you'll learn in a moment, it's just sort of Colin Powell just being some guy out there chatting with all of his buddies about all the stuff that we chat about. Now, think about this for a minute. Colin Powell, a Vietnam War veteran, a man who helped to engineer the first Desert Storm triumph. The man's a warrior. Four-star general. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, National Security Advisor, Secretary of State, respected man.
Yep.
And you read these emails, and we'll play Jennifer Griffin's description of these emails. He sounds like he's a member of the Real Housewives of Potomac. He's like this catty, gossipy little hen, you know, shooting off these emails to people in the media and other people in the political world saying, well, I heard this about that one. And, oh, can you believe how she looks on high definition television? Here, listen to this report.
Quote, everything HRC touches, she kind of screws up with hubris, adding, I've told Hillary's minions repeatedly that they are making a mistake trying to drag me in, yet they still try. The media isn't fooled, and she is getting crucified, Powell wrote in May.
Now, the media yesterday made a big, big deal out of the fact that right. in one of these emails, he said that Donald Trump was a national embarrassment, right? Well, listen, he's basically been saying that publicly. He said it on Meet the Press, I think, several months ago. So that's like a dog bites man kind of headline. What the media didn't say too much about yesterday, just some members of the media, was what he had to say about Hillary and Bill Clinton. Listen to this little nugget.
But the one that raised the most eyebrows was when Powell wrote, quote, I would rather not have to vote for her, although she is a friend I respect, a 70-year-old person with a long track record, unbridled ambition, greedy, not transformational, with a husband still blanking bimbos at home.
Blanking?
I'm so sorry. Was that?
With a husband still blanking bimbos at home.
It is blanking. But now, before your imagination runs wild here, the word blanking, it's a word that does not begin with the letter F, if that's what you're thinking. It begins with the letter D, actually.
Yeah.
And that term, blanking bimbos, using the actual word in the email that Colin Powell used, was a trending topic on Facebook.
Yes, it was.
It was like the name of my garage band in the 80s.
What's really interesting is that there was another email that came out a few days ago from Colin Powell that we saw that was to Hillary, and which he was talking about, you know, how he used email, and by the way, very differently than she did. But it's interesting, you know, it's a long, you know, thoughtful note to the then incoming Secretary of State, and then he ends it with love, colon.
Yeah, oh, they're chummy.
Well, then it's love, colon, when he's writing her an email, but when he's writing about her to other people, it's a very different, you know, sort of vibe you get about how he really feels about Hillary Clinton.
With a husband still blanking bimbos at home.
It is kind of smarmy, though, isn't it? You can sort of hear the air kisses on mm-hmm. these emails as yeah. Colin Powell is chumming up with Andrea Mitchell and all these other people. I mean, it's the epitome of D.C. Smarmy life, isn't it? Love Colin, everything's great, I love it. I don't want to vote for her husband's blanking bimbos at home. Tim Kaine, by the way, Tim Kaine and Bill Clinton are pretty much the only people out there speaking on behalf of the campaign these days. Poor Tim Kaine was cornered on this. Well, what do you think of these emails from Colin Powell? And he said,
just because some anonymous hacker who has committed espionage releases emails, I don't even know if they're true. So I'm not going to comment on them. I don't know anything about the emails.
Yeah, well, guess what? Colin Powell's office confirmed that they are, in fact, his emails. So nice try, Tim Kaine. I don't even know if these are real. Yes, they're real. So now are you going to comment? By the way, Colin Powell, to this, you know, narrative that I'm building here about Colin Powell just sort of being a gossipy little hen, listen to this one.
Quote, on HDTV, she doesn't look good. She is working herself to death.
She looks so bad on television. Who's doing her hair?
Oh, God,
I don't want to vote for her.
I kept looking at these yesterday, and I thinking, you know, gosh, I wonder what I would feel like if my emails got you know, put out in public. But then I realized most of my emails would have something to do with soccer schedules in high school. I mean, I don't have my level of discourse is not like this.
That James Rosen is just not looking good on high definition. It gets worse. Oh, by the way, the anger between Colin Powell and Hillary Clinton, it's not just the fact that the Clinton campaign tried to scapegoat Colin Powell for the email scandal. Apparently, it gets very serious and very personal with regard to Colin Powell's speaking fees.
I told you about the gig I lost at a university because she so overcharged them, they came under heat and couldn't find any fees for a while. I should send her a bill.
By the way, kudos to Jennifer Griffin in the great a nonplussed delivery yes. of these yes. emails, because it says it all. Here's another one, by the way, Colin Powell in an email to Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC, uh-oh. Specifically trying to lay out how his email situation was different.
Quote, I told her how I used my personal computer for emails. I said nothing about servers, basements, domains, Clinton Foundation, government employees. The Clintonistas have been trying for months to connect our usage.
Yeah, and listen, that's what we've been saying. That's what everybody's been saying. But it doesn't stop Lanny Davis or Hillary Clinton or anybody else but saying, hey, we did nothing different than Colin Powell.
Yeah, and remember at one point, there was an email exchange in which it was Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff, sent to Colin Powell and said, oh, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But we're not in control of all the other people who might.
I almost wonder if Colin Powell leaked these emails himself. just to get to Hillary Clinton. Hey, either way, as you watch this campaign unfold and you keep seeing Bill Clinton out there speaking on behalf of his wife, just remember,
with a husband still blanking bimbos at home.
Man is blanking bimbos.
That's right.
It's 544 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Defense Department healthcare beneficiaries can now safely and easily dispose of expired and unused medications by bringing them to a military treatment facility. In some cases, destruction of medications can also be accomplished free of charge by picking up a mailing envelope from some installations. This new program is in line with the White House Office on National Drug Control Policy efforts. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, you never want to hear this, but at the start of the rush hour, road work still in place, but they're picking up the cones here on the Beltway heading into Bethesda. On the inner loop, as you approach Old Georgetown Road, that's along the left side. So if you haven't been paying attention, we have some unexpected delays if you're heading north of River Road and around toward Old Georgetown Road. And again, they're trying to pick up the cones now as they try to wrap this milling and paving project up for the morning. Let's go George Washington Parkway southbound, seeing delays quickly growing. Crash right under the 395 overpass there, 14th Street Bridge. Southbound on the George Washington Parkway, crash along the left side. 66 already seeing some volume in Manassas, in Falls Church, and in Manassas, crash on 234 Dumfries Road at the Prince William Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Back to reality now. Temperatures down closer to normal after a record of 95 yesterday. Some clouds, a gusty breeze this morning. Clouds, sun, breezy this afternoon. 81. Tonight we fall back to 66. On Friday, clouds and sunshine up near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
All right, so yesterday we learned more about Hillary Clinton's health situation. Her doctor released a note saying that she was healthy and fit to serve as president of the United States. And she did not add, except for those moments when she unexpectedly passes out.
No, that was not
That was not part of the note, but I mean, you just have to say that. Healthy and fit to be president of the United States until she passes out, and she's not. But nonetheless, the letter does seem to suggest that there have been some things going on in Hillary's health that we did not know about. For example, she had a lengthy battle with sinus infections that resulted in a surgical procedure in January. That at one point, she had to have a drain put in her left ear to cure a condition and to drain the liquid off her ear. And there was a follow-up CT scan in March to, quote-unquote, according to the Daily Mail, assess for brain damage. She had two visits to the doctor this month that we did not know anything about. And then when it comes to this pneumonia that she reportedly has, they say it is bacterial pneumonia, just a mild little case of it, just a little bit in one lung, no big deal, it's fine, she's undergoing treatment, she's taking antibiotics, it's and they claim not contagious. And I just have to ask, then, if that is all true, if it's just a mild little bit of pneumonia, nothing to worry about, minor thing, she's going back on the campaign trail today and tomorrow. Well, then I have to ask you, if it's that small and that insignificant and not a big deal, why in the heck is she passing out on the street side in New York City?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the lingering question? If it's not a big deal, why did she pass out?
It's the question that should have been followed up by Charlie Rose in his interview with Bill Clinton, and it's certainly a question that everyone is asking now. Either this is serious or it's no big deal.
And it cannot be both things.
It can't be both. but they're having it at every way till Sunday.
I'm just, the more that they talk about it, the more questions that are raised. And they say, well, you know, there was that whole thing yesterday, frequently, rarely she passes out. We know of three incidences where she has passed out. Three times that we know of. And I suggest to you that there probably have been some others.
Time now.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you see, you're in Fort Belvoir, and I'm here, and sometimes we, you know, it's time to check in with Rush Limbaugh, is all I'm saying, man.
Rush, we are still hearing about Hillary's emails because of the ongoing cover-up. On Tuesday, three tech specialists who worked on her private email server were subpoenaed to testify at a congressional hearing. Two engineers from the outside firm that managed her server showed up, and then they shut up. They invoked the Fifth Amendment. The third IT guy, Brian Pagliano, he ignored the subpoena. He failed to show up despite a grant of immunity from the Justice Department. And this guy actually worked for the State Department when he was involved with Hillary's server. So this guy blows off Congress, which has congressional oversight over the State Department. The chairman of the Oversight Committee is Jason Chaffetz. He promised to address Pagliano's failure to appear. He said, when you were served a subpoena by the United States Congress, that's not optional. You show up. Now, what does all this tell us about Hillary Clinton? Well, here's a State Department employee willing to risk everything to cover up what was really going on with her email server, who is part of the Stonewall hiding who gave the order to delete emails, which should have been on government servers, not some homebrew server in a bathroom. Now, what we have here is just like Omerta, the vow of silence that mafia guys take. If there's no criminality, just extreme carelessness, like the FBI claimed, what are they all hiding?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about healthcare. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Imagine that this is the sound of credit card fraud. It's just one part of identity theft. Add in someone opening a new cell phone account in your name, someone buying or renting properties in your name, or filing fake tax returns in your name, and you begin to understand that identity theft is more than just credit fraud. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, identity theft becomes a little less ominous. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on the orange line, we're on Safe Track Surge number 9. It begins this morning through October 26. We're on orange line train single track between Vienna and West Falls Church. They were off to a little bit of a tough start where they did not have service, but service has been restored again. But single tracking and trains every 24 minutes, so plan for a long wait. Let's get on the roads and on the George Washington Parkway. Keep alert if you're heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. The crash on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, right near the 14th Street Bridge along the left side. Maryland Beltway, Bethesda, they're picking up the road work and quickly improving the pace. Inner loop as you approach Old Georgetown Road. No problems, but the volume now on 270 out of, looks like southbound 270. The delays have been the volume through Urbana and 109, but we're bogged down just a bit more as you cross the Monocacy, so do watch in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high yesterday of 95, now replaced by some cooler weather, a gusty breeze around, a mix of clouds and sunshine in 81 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 5:57.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance. license, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, here's a question for you. Is chivalry dead? And ladies, do you still want the gentleman to open up the door and offer you their seat on Metro? We're going to discuss that.
And a black pastor in Flint, Michigan interrupts Donald Trump during his speech and says, hey, we don't want you getting political.